Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Amazing
way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad to continue to be with you, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, and especially I know you're going to feel that way when I get Tom Sullivan on the air here. Tom's an old friend of ours and longtime member of our Brain Trust, Chief Counsel for Advocacy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he's the guy who... I'm sorry, the U.S. Small Business Administration. I had Chamber of Commerce on my mind from the last visitor, Michael Barrera, but he's with the SBA's Office of Advocacy, and Michael's the guy who makes sure that before any laws are passed, they have to run it by him to make sure that they're not too extra onerous on you and me as small business owners. He's our good friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and I think... I'm not quite sure. I think you've been on the show since the blessed event happened at your home, but just in case, and even if I have, I want to congratulate you again on the new baby.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's great being a parent puts things in a whole new perspective.
It sure does, and you learn a little bit about sleepless nights for a few months anyway, don't you?
It's more time for me to work on small business issues, Jim.
There you go.
Who needs sleep? I'll get that when he goes to college.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, congratulations, and we're real proud for you and your wife.
Thank you.
What's the news over at the Office of Advocacy?
Oh, well, the news is Congress cleared its decks, really ended their congressional session with a bang. And that bang, I think, was pretty resounding as far as how it helped small business. They rapidly passed a transportation bill, sent that to the president. I think the Chamber of Commerce estimates that for every $1 billion spent, it equates to about 47,500 jobs. Passed the energy bill that the president has been calling for about 4 years.
That's right.
I think that translates to small businesses in looking forward to a more reliable grid for them to be able to get affordable energy.
Not only gasoline, but electrical too, and others.
I think a lot of small business owners, Jim, were really afraid of some of the problems that California experienced several years ago, and that was the realization that we are operating on an outdated grid, and we certainly know the term affordability every time you drive by or pull up to a gas tank. But what some folks don't realize is that the reliability of energy really comes first when it comes to small business owners. So the energy bill is going to give us greater assurances to update the grid for greater reliability for energy that small businesses so desperately rely on. And then last but certainly not least, the House of Representatives passed the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Mike Barrera may have commented about this. But what this does, Jim, in a nutshell, is it shores up a free trade corridor of the Americas. And that free trade corridor allows for us to better compete against some countries that don't play by the fair rules. Some of our eastern counterparts, I think there's a lot of fear for manufacturers about the looming threat of China, and shoring up the Central American Free Trade Corridor allows for American businesses to compete against China.
Well, and exactly, and of course, CAFTA is me being a free trader as I am. Tom, I believe the CAFTA is the right thing to do because it really allows us to, as you said, to be more competitive regionally as a hemisphere, but it also leveled the playing fields because there were a lot of things that were negative coming our way and positive going their way. I mean, we weren't putting tariffs on things that were going to Central America, but they were putting them on some things that were coming this way.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. This is really a two-way street, and those countries that do play by the rules should be able to compete on an equal playing field and have an economic advantage over those countries that don't play by the rules.
Right. Now, these bills, these three bills that you just mentioned, what has the president done? Has he signed them?
Not yet. I think the president right now is down in Crawford, Texas, and I think is actually already gearing up to meet with business groups and others. I believe he's meeting with the American Legislative Exchange Council tomorrow in Texas. That is a group of legislators from all over the United States who believe in a small business agenda.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Chief Counsel for the Office of Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. 2012, stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Chief Counsel for Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And this is a very important assignment that Tom has. And as you've heard me say in the past when Tom's been here, he's the guy that has a direct mandate from the president to make sure that if any laws are passed, that with regard to regulations or with regard to any kind of compliance that small businesses might have, it's his job to make sure that they're not beyond what they should be. And Tom, in these new laws that are coming up right now, CAFTA, and with the energy bill and the highway bill, what have you seen in those that small business owners need to be thinking about?
Well, what I've seen, Jim, is that at each issue area, whether it be free trade, whether it be the reliability of energy, or whether it be the jobs that are created by building new roads, small business has a seat at the table even before these bills are drafted. But when they're drafted and when they make their way through committees and when they get passed by the House and the Senate and they get conferenced, at each critical part, small business really plays a key role. I think now more than ever before, when you hear about important legislation, folks are scratching their head and saying, well, wait, before we go forward, is this going to help small business? And what that means, Jim, is a realization of folks that they realize that small business turned this economy around, and they want to make sure that anything going forward maintains that type of economic power and the job creation power that small businesses have.
Well, not only is what you just said true, Tom, but this is not just a phenomenon. This is the permanent condition of the marketplace, as far as I can see into the future, Tom.
Oh, I agree. And what you see, Jim, right now with home sales and home ownership at an all-time high, interest rates continuing to be low. You read Wall Street Journal this morning. It shows that manufacturing activity is surprising even the economists from a two-quarter flurry of activity. What you see now in Congress and here in Washington, D.C., is an attention to make sure that we can ride this economic wave, and to make sure to pass small business friendly legislation so that we can really sustain this economic growth that increases America's competitiveness.
Well, and small business friendly to me, Tom, means getting the government out of the way while at the same time making sure, as you said earlier, that there's a place for us at the bargaining table.
Yes.
One of those things talking about the place at the bargaining table has been the unbundling of contracts, of major contracts.
Yes, you're right, Jim.
And the other one, making sure that the government gets out of the way, that's what you do every day. And
yeah.
What are some things that you've done recently that would be an example of that?
Well, I think our biggest victory, Jim, was the president's support in overturning a very bad rule that came out of the Federal Communications Commission. 2 years ago, Jim, the Federal Communications Commission considered a rule that would prohibit people from faxing their business partners and their customers,
right,
to which they have an existing business relationship.
Right.
You know that no one wants to receive junk faxes.
Right.
But on the same time, you want to make sure to make illegal junk faxing, but at the same time, maintain the ability of small businesses to interact with their customer base to which they have an established business relationship.
There was a time when realtors were afraid to send a fax to a prospect for fear that they would be violating some law.
You're right, Jim. And what we saw was the Federal Communications Commission did what sometimes government does best, and that is when it tries to cure a problem, they actually create more problems than they started with. I think some folks say that it's trying to kill a mosquito with a shotgun, and that's what happened. And so when FCC passed this rule that would have prohibited realtors from receiving and sending faxes to people who went to their open houses on a weekend, the small business community acted with my office to pass a law to overturn that rule, and the president signed that regulatory override on July 9th.
Right.
So what we saw then was a realization in Washington, D.C., that one of the agencies just went too far. And I'm very proud of the small business community that rallied together to overturn a bad rule.
Well, it's just an example of a little bit of a tin ear by bureaucrats about how the marketplace, specifically the small business sector, the marketplace actually works.
Yeah, in this case, I think there's a lot to be proud of that enough action was taken to correct the mistake. But you're right, Jim. Sometimes the regulators, even well-intended ones, just get it wrong. And it's my job every day to make sure that small businesses' voice enters into the process so that more often than not, they get it right.
Well, and I think one of the things that's going to happen, Tom, and maybe I'm being a little naive about this, but I don't think so. I think over time, as small business continues to be a larger and more important sector of the marketplace, we're going to be naturally electing and nominating and appointing more people to government and to bureaucracies, to different organizations in the government that have small business backgrounds.
I think you're right, Jim.
That's going to take a while. It may take a generation, but I think ultimately that's what's going to happen. At least that's what I think one of these days. Stand by, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tom Sullivan, and he and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
I walk through this world. Nothing can stop a do-gover.
Devin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Tom Sullivan is our guest. Tom, give us your website, please.
It's sba.gov/advo.
And that stands for advocacy. And by the way, folks, you remember a couple of weeks ago we had Chad Moutre, who's Tom's chief economist, on the show and talking about some of the research that they've been doing over there. And they have the same website because they work in the same organization. Tom, as my audience knows, the House has a chairman and a small business committee and a chairman of that committee. And so does the Senate. And in the Senate, it's Olympia Snowe of Maine, Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine. And she's been a busy lady lately, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. You mentioned the House. Don Manzullo is the chairman.
Right.
Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez from New York is a strong leader, the ranking member. And both Don Manzullo and Nydia Velasquez passed the Association Health Plan bill, the Small Business Health Plan bill, out of the House for the third time.
I thought it was more than that. I thought they'd done that thing about seven or eight times.
I think it's the third time, and those in the small business community like to say the third time is a charm. Mm-hmm. And Senator Snowe in the Senate has taken the lead to make sure to get its passage in the Senate.
Now let's remind folks, AHP's Association of Health Plans allows you or me to join our local Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, your industry trade group, or any organization to band together and buy health insurance as a group across state lines.
Yeah, Jim, this economy has realized the power of small business, and that same type of power should be brought to bear to be able to bring the cost of health care down. So why not be able to combine the buying power of small businesses across state lines to make healthcare more affordable for small business and their employees.
What we have to realize is that the current system of acquiring healthcare is a 20th century antiquated method that doesn't even approach the way the marketplace works today. But AHPs, Association Health Plans, are a 21st century device that could really change the lives of a lot of small business owners and their employees and their families.
Yeah, Jim, you've got Fortune 100 companies and labor unions that right now are allowed to go across state lines to get better buying power for their health care. Small business health plan legislation simply allows the small business community to take advantage of the same types of market forces.
Well, my audience knows I've been talking about this for a long time, and this is one of my major hot buttons right now. But now that's coming up. When will that be coming up for a vote in the Senate?
Well, we look for a big push in September, and any number of your brain trust or listeners really should pigeonhole their senators when they're back in their states over the August recess and simply get their commitment to consider and pass small business health plans in the Senate.
We need 60 votes to avoid the filibuster, and Senator Kennedy of Massachusetts has been one of the big opponents of this.
Well, we see Senator Enzi from Wyoming as a real leader because he's the chairman of that committee. And we certainly see Jim Talent from Missouri as a strong leader, really based on his experience as a health care and provider lawyer when he was growing up, and then a House of Representatives leader. He was the chair of the Small Business Committee. Now he's over the Senate. We've got a very, very powerful coalition headed by Senator Snow, Olympia Snow from Maine, certainly leadership by Jim Talent from Missouri, and others.
You know, Tom, I consider this bill to be more important, believe it or not, right now, more important than the death tax issue.
Well, I hate to separate of the top
sometimes you
five
have to
the top five priorities. I would hate to choose which is more important. But Jim, I agree that of all of the issues that I have heard when I travel all over the United States, none is more pressing than the affordability
That's
of health care.
Exactly. Every time I poll small business owners when I speak to a group, it's always number one. Tom, quickly, the other two things, I got 30 seconds. What are the other two things that Olympia is working on?
Well, Senator Snow wants to make sure that banks are allowed to give small businesses interest on their checking accounts, and she wants to make sure to make permanent the Section 179 expensing that has provided a boon to small business in the economy since the president's tax cuts were enacted over the last couple of years.
Currently $105,000, I think, a year in expense, $105,000, exactly. Hey, Tom, well done again. Give us your website, please.
That's sba.gov/ADVO. Go there frequently.
Well, it's a lot of good stuff there, folks, a lot of good research on small business. Tom, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the new baby, and we're looking forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you, my heroes, small business owners. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.